Time once again for our weekly game news update. Once again, I'm joined in the studio by our resident expert, Sonny. So let's go through a few of the week's news stories. Firstly, a bizarre story concerning gaming. And game maker Valve is threatening to shut down gambling sites that are using add-ons for its Counter-Strike game. What's this all about, Sonny?
In the Counter-Strike game, you can use... Well, you can unlock... skins for your guns, which add no gameplay value, but they do have a real life price tag on these guns, and you can trade them within Steam. What these gambling websites are allowing you to do is gamble these skins in an attempt to win more money, and they're allowing kids all the way down to the age of 13 to gamble, which is well under the age of legal gambling.
So basically what's happening here as well is that these third party websites are also effectively giving kids free bets as well.
Yeah.
So by saying, well, look, you can start off with this in your account, and then they go on and use that to try and win other things, I presume?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, it's a little bit, I suppose, like people like Bet365 and BetVictor and things like that, giving people free bets. A lot of concerns about gambling going on at the moment, particularly with the people under the age of 18. A new Witcher's Xbox game apparently not out at the moment. This appears to be one of those non-news story. Tell us about this.
The creators of Witcher have announced that they're doing a virtual card game based on the card game within the original Witcher series, and it's not picked up that much news, especially within the Witcher fanbase.
And so basically they've put out a news story saying the thing that we're thinking about making, we haven't quite made yet.
Yeah.
So it's a slow news week, isn't it, I guess. Does this happen quite a lot with people just trying to drum up hype for things going out in the next few months?
A lot of the time, yes. A lot of the time they do announce games that they are planning on making or they are halfway through making. But never like this have they just decided to say that we're starting a new project and we're just saying that it's going to be delayed.
And a quote from the manufacturer's website said, delivering a good game is more important to us than keeping a deadline. A deadline which nobody really knew about in the first place. So basically a non-story there concerning the Witcher's card game. Moving on to Pokemon, not a week goes by without another Pokemon Go story going on. And now apparently people are selling their Pokemon Go accounts.
I didn't know about this one because I play a lot of Pokemon Go myself, but I've not actually heard of this one. People are leveling up their accounts with the intention of selling them. There has been an account that has gone for £500, which is insane, and it apparently features a lot of the rare Pokemon within the game.
So what do the makers, Niantic, say about this?
They're trying to get people to stop, but of course people are ignoring that, and there have been some Facebook pages dedicated to just trading these accounts for money.
And finally, a quick story about PewDiePie. The well-known YouTuber PewDiePie has been on the defensive about his role in the current YouTube promotions controversy. Now, just to explain to the uninitiated, YouTube gamers are people who record footage of them playing video games and stick it onto YouTube with their own soundtrack, aren't they? And this guy's been in trouble for what reasons?
Well, the Warner Brothers, who have created a game, The Shadow of Mordor, when the game first released, it was sponsored by a lot of YouTubers. And PewDiePie was one of them, him being the biggest YouTuber on YouTube. Apparently they were paying him not to disclose that it was a paid promotion, especially for his channel. If you fail to do this on YouTube, you can get sent to court with charges, since it's against federal trade conditions or something along those lines. So PewDiePie is trying to say that he did nothing wrong, and Warner Brothers are being held in court for this allegation.
Yeah, PewDiePie has been quite defensive about this. He's basically saying that I'm just being victimised because I'm the only person involved in this that anybody's really heard about. So he's saying it wasn't really me. And he says that he actually did disclose his involvement in it as well.
Yeah.
But people are saying he didn't do it particularly obviously.
Yeah. A lot of people are looking into it, especially his fans, trying to defend him. But we don't really know what's going on too much there.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Sonny. If you want to email Sonny, you can do so at sonny@accessradio.biz. That's S-O-N-Y. sonny@accessradio.biz. We'll be back with more stories at the same time next week.